Photo Camp was focused on peace building and reconciliation. The youth that came together, the stories they were able to tell, and the photographs themselves, as you see in the presentation, are all truly amazing.
The goal was to go out into the communities in Juba, specific areas, and look at areas in which individuals from different ethnic groups, different tribes, were actually interacting in peaceful and positive ways.
My name is Akwat Sol Mayag.
I'm Catherine Simon Arona.
My name is Duke Steven Savio. My photography was supposed to show about... Actually, I went to kickboxing to show peace-building initiatives. One of South Sudanese who live in Canada, he went back to South Sudan to open a place for kickboxing so that the young people cannot go in fail for war, but they can join for peace initiatives program. They play, they beat themselves for peace.
Because I was among the students that has been taken to go and cover the life story of the camp. That was my dream, really, to go to that place, because my whole life, I have been a refugee for my whole life. But when I was taken there, I feel that I was documented my life. So I was feeling great. And I take a step ahead, and I said, this is the right time that I will cover my story that I left behind. Yet it was a different person that I was covering. I was covering my whole life story. Well, it has really opened our mind beyond just taking pictures, but it's beyond understanding how you can understand the world and what the world needs in that picture. And during the time when we're not trained, I myself, I used to take pictures. But those pictures, they cannot tell a full story that what people need in the society. But when I was trained, I come to know that this is a picture that need people to know the story behind that. And I have been trained also, know which angle can you place your camera to take a picture that will attract the story behind that. And it was really a great moment for National Geographic to come and train me and become a photojournalist, photographer, and I like that.
The camp that they have done has progressed, and the students are doing great. It is the first time, and they say the work of a student is good. And I think they have the decision to do more camps in South Sudan, because they basically do the camp in Juba. They have to decide and do in other states of South Sudan. Also, the younger brothers of ours in the state can able to improve also in photographing skills.
Photography is such a wide ocean that you, the more you go deep down, the more you know it better, and you get to know a lot of things. Through my pictures, I humanize the life of South Sudanese, the daily life, the details of what they are doing, and the activities that they have. Like I mentioned before, in Juba specifically, we have weddings every Saturday. So I'm just trying to change what people are having at the back of their mind. Like the moment you mention South Sudan and they think of war and arms and all that, we were preparing morally for this panel. And then this lady, she came and she was like, is everything okay? Are you all set? We said, yeah, nice, thank you. We have our tea and everything. And then she said, where are you guys from? We said, South Sudan. She was, oh, yeah? How's the war over there? I paused for some seconds. I was like, seriously? And this is the reaction. So I'm trying to view South Sudan from a different angle.